Saturday afternoon, I'm Daniel Guest, and welcome to the Imagine Golf Podcast brought to you by Imagine Golf and PXG. You can go to our site, imaginegolf.com, our new revamp site coming out soon, to see all of our offerings, including our free drills, our practice plans, our golf ebooks and videos, or to book a lesson with me at our state-of-the-art studio right outside of Philadelphia, or virtually through our partner, thegolfliveapp.com. And you can sign up for our free tips and videos that go out once a week, every week, by simply dropping us your email. Well, here it is. Today is Friday. Long week for me. A couple long weeks for me. But it's Friday four right. All right. I've been pushing a little bit of stuff right now. So actually played last Sunday. Actually did pretty good. Gotta stop saying actually. Played pretty good. Putted horribly. We'll talk about that later. But look, this is a lesson or a suggestion or some guidance that you can take to the course right here, right now, in 4 minutes or less, starting now. So today is the mental game, the mental side of the game, right? Get your mental game in check. And I look, in full disclosure, I do not excel in this all the time. My last round, I think I really excelled because things were not going well, and I kept it together and ended up cobbling up a pretty decent score. But my point is that just because we're trying to learn something or do something or subscribe to something doesn't mean you're going to do it all the time. But look, you only have to play golf one time, and you only have to play a couple holes to know that golf is a crazy mental sport, right? Possibly the most mental sport on the planet, in my opinion anyway. And if your mental piece of your game is not in check, you are not going to play your best, right? And that's a fact. That's not even up for discussion here. So, and quite simply, look, your brain is the nerve center, right? I mean, the command center, however you want to say it, for your muscles. So if your brain is not in a positive state, to think that your muscles are going to be in a positive state, you're out of your mind. It just doesn't work. So let me give you a concept, if you would, that is really simple that you could start doing today. You can, if you got a morning tea time, this afternoon or this afternoon tea time, you can bring this to the course right here, right now and use it, right? It's called green, yellow, red. And the concept is really simple. Look, and by the way, these are facts. When you're in a green state, you're in the zone. We've all been there. It doesn't matter about golf. It could be anything. You're in the zone. You're doing it. You're present. And things are coming easy to you, right? Then there's a yellow where you're a little stressed. You got a little bit of anxiety, but you still feel good and things are going your way. In golf, we've all been there, right? You hit a wayward shot. It's not OB, but it's not the best shot. Hit a little bit off the toe. Look, you're still in the hole and you still got a pretty decent shot for a par, if you would. And then there's red. Red is a high frequency, intense type of moment or feeling, if you would. All right. That's when just the opposite, right? You hit that shot, an easy shot you had, that go-to club, you know, your 100-yard club, your go-to shot, your stock shot, and you hit it 75 yards, right? With a beaver-sized pelt for a divot, right? You're out of your mind. You can't believe you just did that. So those are the three states, green, yellow, and red. And just let me put some stats behind it. When you're in the green zone, or let's flip it around. When you're in the red zone, your muscles and your body can perform at about 5% of their maximum, 5%, right? When you're in the yellow zone, that number jumps to 40. And when you're in the green zone, that jump number jumps to 80, all right? So there you have it. So there is the simplistic way to kind of break down what state you're in, right? Red, yellow, green, just like a traffic light, right? I just gave you the statistical reasons why, all right, or the parameters as to where you need to be. Obviously, it's green, but we can't always be in green, right? So the goal is simply, look, wherever you're at, whenever you get to yellow, when you're in green, stay in green. Whenever you get to yellow or red, you're always trying to get one color better, all right, or one stage better, okay? And here's how you do it. The first thing you're going to do is release some tension, right? You just hit that wayward shot and you're out of your mind again, like I mentioned. You've got to release some tension. Well, Daniel, how do I do that? Well, there's a million ways to release some tension. Here's a real simple one on the golf course. Grab the grip of your club like it's a gorilla grip you know, an 11 out of 10, and then release it. Grab it again, 11 out of 10, and release it. And do that a couple times, right? Take a deep cleansing breath a couple times, all right? You're going to release some tension. It has to. That's the way we work, all right? So try it on the golf course. If you got a better way to release some tension, you know, apply it there. Focus on some good, right? You just hit that wayward shot. Focus on the, you know, 12-foot putt that you just made with a double breaker back, you know, two holes ago. Focus on the drive that you just crushed and you outdrove your buddy who brags about how, you know, how great his game is. You know, you get the idea. Focus on some previous good that's relevant, right? Not like, oh my God, I can't believe that shot, or I remember that shot, I should say, you know, back when I was 13, right? Or back in my when I was a freshman in college, man, I almost dunked one, or I did dunk one. What a great day I had. You know, I chipped in from 250 yards. No, that's not what I'm talking about, right? We're talking about relevance, right? So to think about some positive things that had just happened. Everyone has some decent shots, right? You don't go out, shoot 90, and you had 90 bad shots. Not happening, all right? And then the third way to do it is to speak with your eyes, talk with your eyes. Instead of telling your brain on the next shot, hey, I'm going to hit it, you know, a little left of that sand trap up there, focus on a specific point, right? Focus on a blade of grass, focus on a brown patch, and tell your mind through your eyes, that's where you're going to hit it, all right? I'm going to hit it on that little patch up there, that sprinkler head right there. I'm going to hit it right there on that sprinkler head. Right? I know that sounds ridiculous, but what's the likelihood that you had a sprinkler head? Let me tell you, zero. All right. And if you did, that would be amazing. All right. So that's it. That's the 4-minute Friday, right? Take that to the course today, right? Get your mental game in check, work on your mental game, and I assure you, you will get the game that you always imagined.